Catherine Swank is a non-cash donations expert.
This is the strangest gift that I have ever heard of.
And Kate Gedge is with the Boston Foundation, which has been given everything from piles of coins to a share in a cruise ship. But this thing?
That's pretty far up there in unwieldy donations.
Allison, are you up there?
Oh my gosh, I hadn't realized how high this is.
Allison Goodwin has climbed more than 100 feet to the top of the Dania Beach Hurricane, the roller coaster on the side of I-95. It's the largest wooden roller coaster in Florida, and Allison is trying to give it away to charity. She's an attorney and represents one of the hurricane's private investors. Allison's been involved with the roller coaster from the very start, from design to fundraising.
Some people owned a half of 1% just because they wanted to be involved in the coaster.
The hurricane opened in 2000, and at first Allison says the response was amazing. But in 2008, when the economy collapsed, so did ridership. 3 years later, the coaster shut down forever. Allison admits that she and the investors may have overestimated the demand for a standalone roller coaster in South Florida. The hurricane isn't part of an amusement park. It's just a roller coaster.
It's not an easy, you know, destination for a drive road trip because it was just so far off the beaten path of where all the other wooden roller coasters are.
Giving away a roller coaster, no surprise, is not easy. The major problem, whoever takes it has to take the thing down. Perry Ecton with Habitat for Humanity in Broward County considered taking the coaster for lumber, but most of Habitat's workers are community volunteers.
I'm thinking of an OSHA safety crew coming by, and you get your local school teacher or lawyer hanging with harnesses upside down. It's just, it scared me more than it was worth.
So no eager takers so far, with one small exception.
Hi, I'm 14, and I'd like to know if I can have a souvenir of the ride.
This is an email to Allison Goodwin from Chris Johnston. Chris lives about 30 minutes away from the roller coaster in Coral Springs.
I've been on the coaster many times, and I'm sad to see it go. I'd like to have a piece of wood, if that would be possible. If it's not possible, I understand. Please write back. Chris.
Chris is a roller coaster fanatic.
Ever since I was little and got that height limit, I've been on a roll.
Chris's bedroom is covered with theme park maps and framed pictures of coasters from around the country. Half of the Johnston living room is taken up by a model coaster that Chris built. At least once a month, Chris would buy an unlimited ride pass to the hurricane. A lot of times, he was the only person on the ride. Chris knows every hill and turn on the hurricane from memory.
I like to feel the wood creak. The fact that, you know, you're flying over those hills and you're riding in a 2-ton train relying on a 2x4, you know? It's just kind of a bummer.
A big difference for me is every time I used to come out to the coaster in the last few years while it was running, all you heard were the clack, clack, clack sounds of the train on the metal tracks going up the hill.
Allison Goodwin is recording herself here.
And just the squeals and screams and yells of people as they went down the other side.
She's standing alone at the bottom of the coaster's first hill. It's been about 2 years since she's been back here.
And now all you hear are the cars on 95 and the birds and the rustle of the weeds that have grown up all around the coaster.
Allison did wind up finding a souvenir for Chris Johnston. It's a sign that says, "Warning, keep hands inside train." Chris says he rode past that sign at least 1,000 times. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.